listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
1, 2, 3, go!
Ah, yeah. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 41, part one.
That's right, John. 41, part one. And we always give a three-part show, John. A three-part show. And I think people are finally starting to understand that.
That it's a three-parter.
Three parts.
Always three.
Well, not always. 38, we had a two-parter.
Right.
For whatever reason. But we try to stick to three parts. We try to keep it consistent, John.
No doubt.
Is what we try to do. I'd like to give a big shout-out to Professor Tom. Thank him again for coming in on episode 40. Staying with us, not for one part, not for two parts, but all three parts,
John. For the
John.
Whole thing,
the whole
man.
Show.
Unbelievable.
And then he even jammed with us afterwards. Are we ever going to play... part of that jam?
I don't have a copy with me, Scott. I don't know what you're talking about. What jam?
You know, jam? Well, you don't remember because
don't
you had two bottles of wine.
I
got to tell you,
I've gotta wreck a beautiful thing.
Never seen you so sloppy drunk in my life. You've seen me sloppy like that, but I've never seen you like
well,
that.
Well, let's put it this way. This may be my last podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Yeah, the wife got the word that I went over the line.
Over the line? How did she get the word?
Well, I told her before everybody else did.
Oh. All right. So how did she take it?
What?
By over the line, what do you mean?
I don't know.
How could you possibly go over the line? What did you say?
I don't know. I can't even listen to part three again. Episode 40, part
episode
3.
40, part 3. Now, Rick, our guitar player, had a party.
Yeah.
And he invited people over just to play him.
They didn't go through with it.
No, why not?
He was afraid for his life. He just couldn't do it.
Why was he afraid for his life?
I don't know.
Well, the plan was they were going to come over and just listen specifically to 40, part
right.
3.
Right.
Didn't happen, though, huh?
No, didn't happen.
Well, John, after we wrapped up 40 part 3, we jammed a little bit, and then you weren't looking too good, so I said, hey,
do you
need help? Can we get you a ride home? Are you okay? You only live, what, a block and a half away from the studio?
Right.
Oh, no, man, I'm all right, okay. So then I talked to you. I think you called me the next day.
Right.
And, yeah, all hungover, bent out of shape. Not wanting to be at work. And you couldn't even remember the jam. You couldn't remember if you locked the studio door. And you couldn't remember how you got home. Those aren't good signs.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was a little under the weather, man. I had a couple of wines. I had a couple wines.
Couple? A couple of bottles of wine.
Yeah, I was a little fucked up.
That's for goddamn ridiculous.
Yeah. Hey, shit happens, man. All right? I was having a good time. Tom had me, you know, maybe I was nervous. I don't know.
Could be.
Because we had such a professional broadcaster.
Hey, you know what? I was thinking of it. We are professional broadcasters, John.
We are?
Yeah. Because the clips that we brought in last time, or the time before last, where I was doing voiceover, and that's where we met Phil.
Yeah.
And you were doing the production?
Right.
We got paid for that, didn't we?
Oh, right.
That makes us professionals.
Right.
In voiceover. But it's the same thing as broadcasting.
I guess, yeah.
So we are professionals.
Yeah, as long as you put it that way, man.
That's right.
That's out of sight.
And Professor Tom forgave you for your part three.
Yes, he did.
He said it's part of your charm. And I think so,
Wait,
too.
Wait, how do you know? Did you discuss this afterwards?
I did not. He posted on the forum.
Oh.
After you posted an apology, you big pussy.
Shut up! Hey, I'm trying to, you know, be professional, I guess.
He said it was part of your charm, just like your gut, your belly. You know, because there's that kinky... gut thing going on.
No, it's my thick...
Well, that's what I think it is.
Penile thing.
Right. It's your girth. All right, John.
Yeah, Erica posted, too. She was really happy to hear about my giant cock.
Oh, was she? What did she say?
She was glad to hear it.
Glad to hear that you had one?
Yeah, that I had one.
Okay.
I'm not prepared to talk about this right now.
All right. So tonight may be your last podcast, then.
Yeah, might be over.
It'll be the Total Talk Nonsense. It won't be anything. I can't carry on.
Yeah, you can.
How could I possibly carry on?
Oh, come on.
You're, no way.
You are the show, man.
No, you're the show. You're producer, engineer, co-host. I'm just the co-host.
What?
I'm just the co-host. You're producer, engineer, and co-host.
You do stuff. No.
No, not a lot. And the things that I do put together, and we'll find out as this podcast goes on, they're really not funny.
What's not? Our podcasts?
No. The stuff that I put together, like my little production attempts.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Yeah, they are. Hold on. Let me find this thing from Erica.
All right.
Where the hell is it?
Any other comments about episode 40?
Here's what Tom says. Doing your show and John, that's funny, was the most fun I've had in a long time. Anytime you want me back, I'm there. And if these two nutters ask you doobie on the show, wait. And if these two nutters ask you doobie on the show, to be on the show, say yes, it's a hoot. John, don't sweat the drinking. It's all part of the charm. We'll jam again sometime. And have more butt sex. I've never had any, so.
You're going to have more next time.
I'm trying to find the one from Erica, but I don't see it in here.
Well, I'll get into comments if you have no other things to say. Reflections on episode 40 with Professor Tom was outstanding. And I can't wait to go on Kinky Sex.
Have Kinky Sex?
I can't wait to have it. I can't wait to go on it. I heard that Mistress Dominion will no longer be on KinkySexRadio.com.
Yes, I finally got Skype hooked up, and I talked to Tom yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that he had a really bad week. His dad passed away, and what else happened? Oh, one of his employees quit. Because he has this thing with his business partner. He does a tour and all this stuff. And Dominion quit, too. And I don't know if it was because of him doing our show and the dates got mixed up or what. I wasn't really clear 100% on it, but so he thinks he's got someone else that can do the show with him, and he's got to fill in for his employee, and he just kind of unloaded yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Which was cool. He's getting back to doing his thing, and hopefully we'll be hearing from him soon to do his show, and he'll come back. He said he'll come back anytime to do our show, which would be great, because I thought it was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, that's something to look forward to, then.
Erica said about the show, I agree, they did sound great together, and that was some funny shit, meaning the three of us. I even, not her, but you me, and Professor Tom.
Right.
I even got four of the questions correct as well. They were different questions, though. Maybe John was right. That was the best guest they ever had. But John also said, I make a damn good drink and I have nice breasts. Thanks. And I will also point out to you all, he did call me the TTN number one fan. Ha! However, I have to ask, did I learn just a bit too much about John and his sex life, not to mention how big and hard his cock always is? Yes, I think so.
Who already didn't know that?
But it was all good. Take care. See you around, Erica.
Hmm. Well, there you have it.
Yeah, you got to prepare me for this shit so I'm ready to
all right,
pull that crap up.
Let me jump into comments. We got a couple of comments on Podcast Alley. You guys rock. Finally, you guys talk about women. And Kinky Sex is coming to town. We got this one before they came to town. For a while there, I thought you guys might be homos. You would do better in the ratings on Podcast Alley if you were homos. Make me laugh some more. Cool. That's from Mr. Schmuel. Archbishop Desmond Tutu, I like the way you say your name in your sleep, Scott. Hold on. Let me try again. I like the way you say my name in your sleep, Scott. I know you dream of my orifice. I know I do. XXXX, Pop Rocks and Coke. That's from Pop Rocks and Coke. Then we got this one. Hey, Errol Wolf and the Lerve, the same. I want an answer, Erica. And a couple of podcasts ago, I talked about my theory that Errol Wolf and the Lerve were the same person. And we can get into that now. Why not? Well, let's just segue right into that. And the reason that I thought that, John, is because it occurred to me that maybe this Errol Wolf character has a split personality. Multiple personality disorder, this is called in the...
In the business?
Yes, in the psychological world, which I have several master's degrees
yeah,
in.
Yeah, right. Masturbator
it's
degree.
It's a very rare psychological disorder in which a person has two or more distinct personalities, each with its own thoughts, feelings, patterns, and behavior. The personalities often are direct opposites and dominate at different times with abrupt transitions.
Wow.
Triggered by distressful events or memories. Each may be entirely unaware of the other, John. And that's what we call it. When I'm with my other psychological peers, we call that a split personality or a multiple personality disorder.
Can you just zap them?
You can, or you can give them a lobotomy, just like in Cuckoo's Nest.
Right.
So, I did when I was doing some research, you know, it dawned on me, maybe Lerve and the Airwolf are the same person because they're like complete opposites. You got the Airwolf who's always positive. Always positive. And then you got the Lerve who's pretty much always negative. You got the Errol Wolf who writes grammatically correct, and he writes with a mix of caps and lowercase. And then you got the Lerve who's not grammatically correct and always writing in uppercase. So here's the other interesting thing, John. Let's go over to the RBPC forum. And Airwolf has 968 posts, John. That's a lot of posts.
Yeah.
That's almost a third of the number of posts on the RBPC forum.
So wait, why are you getting down on Airwolf, man?
I'm not getting down on him. I'm telling you, somebody asked, I had this theory. I'm explaining my theory. Can I continue?
Oh, boy.
All right. Now, on TTN, he has 173 posts, which aren't a great as percentage as they are on RBPC. But if it weren't for Errol Wolf, our forum would be completely dead.
Right.
So we give props to the Errol Wolf for keeping the forum alive. And it seems like he's having a little love affair going on there.
Keeping it real.
So anyway, when I went and checked the statistics on the posting.
Statistics.
Errol Wolf has 968 posts on RBPC. The Lerve never... created an account on our forum. And I thought, boy, you know, if he did, and he was Errol Wolf, I'd be able to tell that they were the same person.
Right.
Through the IP address.
Right.
And maybe that's why Errol Wolf did not create the Lerve on our forum. This is, you know, this is how my mind works, John.
It's scary.
So when I go over to the RBPC forum, Lerve only has 20 posts. But he comes and he goes. He comes and he goes. He's there for a day. He's gone for 3 weeks. He comes back for a day. He's gone for 4 weeks.
20 poops.
And this is how multiple personality disorders work, John. And I thought maybe I could reach out to Errol Wolf and help him because I have master's degrees and I could apply therapy, which would be an electric rod through the sphincter up to the prostate. And we could take care of this. Now, here's the most striking statistic in all of my analysis, John. Of the 22 posts that Lerv has on RBPC,
yeah,
of those, 19 of them were immediately followed by Arrowwolf. Now, when I say immediately, I mean the very next post or the very next one. So within two posts of a Lerv post, Arrowwolf responds. That's 86.3%, John. Which leads me to believe and theorize.
You need to get a life. That's what you know what?
That I need to get a life.
Dude,
yeah.
Why don't you slip into something more comfortable, so that, like a coma?
Oh, that's funny, John. That Arrowwolf and the Lerv are the same person. But, John, I got this idea out there a couple of podcasts ago, and I got a phone call. And it was cleared up completely. Arrowwolf and Lerv are not the same person. Not from Old Badger Man's bunghole. I got a phone call, and if you want to play the appropriate file,
okay,
it'll explain everything.
Saved message Sunday, 7:09 p.m.
Hello, this is Lerv Balls. I'm LT, and I'm RT. And we want to respond to Scott's flawed Lerv-Arrowwolf theory. Think that the Lerv and Arrowwolf are the same person. Statistically, we can see how one could make this correlation, but unfortunately, we have firsthand and mouth experience with the negative proof to this theory. You tell him, LT. No, you tell him. All right, we'll both tell him. You see, we know for a fact that the Lerv and Arrowwolf are not the same person. Before Lerv lopped us off, the Lerv would slap us against Arrowwolf's chin on a regular basis.
Requires a 25-cent deposit. Please hang up momentarily, listen for dial tone, deposit 25 cents, and dial your call again.
Okay, so Lerv's balls called up, and from what we know of Lerv's balls, they were lopped off. They were rolling around a mental institution. Somehow they got a hold of some change.
And they're stereo balls. Do they talk at the same time?
Well, they do.
Both
they're,
balls?
They're harmonic.
The harmonic they're
in,
balls.
They're in harmony. So they somehow got a hold of change. They got to a payphone. And they started to get into why Lerv and Arrowwolf are not the same person. But then they ran out of time, and then the operator busted in or whatever with that pre-recorded message, and I never heard from them again.
Wow.
But that's enough proof for me, John. When the Lerv's balls call in and say that they're not the same person, I'm okay with that.
All right.
And there you have it.
All right. Well, you've heard it here. When Lerv's balls call in, yeah, Scott said straight.
Hello.
The balls are in stereo.
Well, they're harmonic. They speak in harmony, it sounds like.
I want to know how they dialed the phone. Now, Old Badger Man's bunghole explained it.
How he dialed?
Yeah.
Well, I think they probably got to that. They were going to get to that, but they just ran out of out of time and money. Maybe they only had one quarter, or maybe, you know, 50 cents or whatever a phone call takes. It's interesting that they even knew my number in the first place.
Right.
Because we try to keep that a secret. And then they call me, but then they don't have enough change to get the complete story out there.
Oh, that's pretty funny, man. Outstanding.
So we have one last comment. Evolution or intelligent design? I have been listening since autumn. That's the fall to you guys. And I'm hooked. I have recently gone back to your first podcast and I'm working through them one by one. You guys have just gotten funnier and funnier, which is great. That leaves me with just one. Does he mean one podcast?
I don't know.
One left to go? That's from Stirfella. Stirfella. S-D-R-fella. Stirfella. Stirfella.
Stirfella.
And that's it with the that's it with the comments there, Johnny.
That's out of sight, man.
Now if we turn over to the forum, we got a couple of new forum members. We got the Zach, we got Chuck, and we got Bad Girl.
Yeah, I saw that.
And do you know who Bad Girl is?
No.
Bad Girl is Daisy Flowers.
Is it really?
It is.
That's out of sight, man. Check out my new tune I put together.
Oh, is this you?
Yeah.
That's out of sight, man.
Thanks, man.
Are you posting this stuff on PodSafe?
No, man. They're just loops for the background. You know?
So what? Podcasters need pod loops. PodSafe loops.
Never thought of that.
For the backgrounds?
Yeah. It's heavy metal.
Oh, in our video podcast, we recorded our video podcast. I have it downloaded to the PC, and I started editing it.
You did?
Yeah, so hopefully...
How's it look?
It looks pretty good, and what's amazing about video is, as badly as we sucked on some songs, you throw some video up there, and it masks the suckiness. So that should be interesting.
It masks the suckiness.
Yes, the suckiness.
That's out of sight.
Turning to email, John, we got an email from Frank Sev.
Did you see that old Badger Man posted?
I did see that old Badger Man posted.
Yeah.
He posted a couple of times, the old Badger Man.
Yeah. He attacked me again.
Of course. Why
did you read
he?
That? I didn't read it. Did you read it?
I read it, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, that was a couple of days ago, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, it was just recently?
It was on the 9th.
Yeah, the 9th.
Oh,
that's
did
a couple
you read it here
ago.
Today?
No, you I read it a couple of days ago. Do you want me to call you up when I read these things?
I wish
hey,
you
I
would.
Hey, I just read old Badger Man's post, and he said you were a cock.
No, he wrote, well, maybe if John would post every once in a while, maybe he is too busy banging. You know, if I was banging the number one lady on my top 10 list all the time, I don't think I would be talking in the forum either. So, John, if you're not banging your number one, you are a pussy. Because the way I see it, he is not banging his number one, but has to do lots of stuff before he gets any. What? He is probably too tired or the kids are around. You should be a homo.
Should be.
John, I love you. Plus, Arrowwolf is too nice. We can never spice it up. Whatever happened to the study that proved Arrowwolf is really the lerv or is the lerv?
Well, we just covered that.
Yeah, you fixed that.
Succinctly, and the lerv is not the Arrowwolf.
And John and Scott, don't take any more calls from my bunghole. That was really funny. Ha ha, my bunghole is full of shit. I wouldn't believe a word he says. Peace out. And I wrote, you only wish I was a homo, old Badger Man. At least I have a wife.
Yeah, did the old Badger Man post his top 10?
I don't know. I don't. Oh, I think so. Your bunghole is full of a lot more than just shit, my friend. And
right.
I don't know. Some people wrote
like
a bunch
Foster's
of shit.
Oil can and
yeah.
Lee press on nails and
peanuts with shells.
The salt has to hurt. Were they salted?
Yeah,
I wonder.
Ooh.
Dry roasted.
I don't know. He writes also, hey, Arrowwolf, I think Lori, L-O-R-R-I-E, so is that Larry, is a little jealous, but I'm not sure if it was because of Bad Girl or Scott. Good save, almost, with the changing of the avatar. By the way, after I heard that my bunghole called John, I discarded my phone and bought a new in. A new in. Okay.
A new one.
And then they, Arrowwolf wrote, nice move on the new cell phone. I would have done that too. The tentacle thing freaked me out. I've been keeping an eye on my bunghole for any evolving receptacles. And so far, no movement. Phew. You don't want to make Lori jealous. She's somewhat of a super heroine on the forums.
Well, she is, especially in our forum. Arrowwolf and Lori are keeping our forums alive.
Yeah.
And you know, I've discovered something, John. You and I need to post a little bit more, don't we? Arrowwolf has like 173 posts. That's at least 100 more than you and I combined. So we got to get out there, Mo. We got to make the time,
well,
John.
I try. But you know what's funny is what Lori wrote. Now, Lori changed her avatar from one of those animes to Cerebus.
She changes it like every 2 days. Three days, maybe.
I love Cerebus, especially the Cerebus spawn issue, the crossover. Anyway, that's for comic book geeks. Scott, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
She writes,
I'm a geek, not a comic book geek, though.
Right. She was reading the whole whatever. She wrote, I first read that as my bunghole called John. Like you named it after him. I need more caffeine. My bunghole called John. Hi, John. Be nice. While I shove this big giant oil can up you. Yeah. So old Benjamin writes again, Lori, I liked your old avatar. It gave you spirit, spunk, and some sex appeal. The new one is a little too tough. Like, you better not fool with me or I'm going to kick your ass. By the way, Errol Wolf, I was trying to talk to my bunghole too, but no response. I think he likes John or trusts John, but I have been keeping an eye on him, and the phone is not allowed in the bedroom. The other thing that might be throwing me off is maybe my bunghole talks, but I don't understand it. Did you read this fucking thing? Mm-hmm. And you have to have some special equipment or body speech recognition software or translator thing that only the TTN boys have. Or maybe just the super producer John has, because he developed it over time when he talks to his bunghole and penis. Sorry to get off track there, Lori. I think Errol Wolf likes you.
Well, and that's the thing about old Badgerman's bunghole that's so exceptional. My bunghole couldn't make a phone call, right? My bunghole, as far as I know, can't speak. My bunghole cannot make hemorrhoids evolve into eyes that I know of. But maybe he has. He? It could be a she. Could my bunghole be a she? I don't know.
I don't think so. Because I think old Badgerman, and what I got from the last phone call was, he treats his like a vagina.
Why? Why do you think that?
Because he's always shoving a big cock in it.
Right.
So,
all right, then.
Yeah. But I think it's out of desperation that old Badger Man's bunghole actually evolved hemorrhoids into tentacles and eyeballs, and maybe a whole body's going to come out of there at some point. With
not
teeth.
Desperation, out of survival.
Survival. Yeah.
I'm being suffocated by cock. Somebody help me.
Right.
All right, then.
Right again. Oh,
are we finished with the forum?
Yeah.
Let's get into email then. I got this from Frank Sev. Hey, I saw you guys play a long time ago at the Beacon and Phil Bluss on bass. I went to his high school with Phil. Jammed with him once even. I was thinking, whatever happened to Phil? I looked on your web and I saw your archive notes. Bummer. What happened? And our archive notes say, hey, this is AKC's first video and with Phil Bluss. God rest his soul. Right? So I responded. I said, hey, man, I'm sorry about that. Phil is alive and well, living in Des Plaines with his parents. He's dead to John, the drummer of AKC. So he's not really dead. He's just dead to you, John.
Right.
So Frank Sev got back to me.
Another
and he said, whew, I won't ask about the backstory, or maybe I will. Thanks for the reply. That's funny because the only reference I found to Phil on Google turned out saying he was dead or a walrus. I forget. Have to tune in for that podcast. Because I told him we'd mention it on our podcast.
Yeah.
So, John, why is exactly Phil, the old bass player Phil, who is still alive and living with his parents, why is he dead to you again?
I think that's none of your goddamn business, man. It's between me and the deceased.
Okay, that's fine. But since he is dead, I mean, he's dead. So what? You could say whatever you want, right?
And you expect me to believe you?
Listen. It's a long story, man. It's really long.
Is it too long for this podcast?
Way long.
Couldn't you summarize? Can't you cliff note it?
He's a jerk.
Okay, there you go. He's a
basically,
jerk.
Basically.
There you go. So he's dead to you. What was the last straw? What was the last straw? There had to be a last straw.
I can't remember.
Can't remember?
I think you remember when you were videotaping the whole
catheter
thing?
The rockumentary, which can be found on akangaroocourt.com.
Yeah, but you didn't put the one part where he and I were going at it.
I didn't?
Did you? I don't remember.
In the studio, were you going at it?
Yeah, but there was during the Morley situation, there was a bunch of emails going back and forth. It was that stuff. It was, you know, it's just a lot of shit. It's not just band stuff. It was stuff even before then. It was
builds up. All this shit builds up years and years. But you can't remember the tipping point.
No.
When you said, that's it. Phil is fucking dead to me.
I've had it.
Okay. Can't remember that, though.
Well, every time we got a band together, he somehow lurked around and then showed up and, hey, man, what's up? You know, and then he'd start playing again and, you know, and then he'd bitch about everything that he's not getting his way and, you know, whatever.
Whatever. Well, what I know about Phil, he is a talented guy when it comes to musician. But I guess the baggage that comes along with it isn't worth the hassle.
Right.
All right, then. So I hope that answers your question there, Frank Zev, and thanks for the email.
There's a lot of baggage.
Baggage. All right, then. And we got this other one, Brent. You two rock.
I told you the story when he wanted me to fly back from Arizona to play some stupid gig.
Right. You were on vacation in Arizona with your family, and he called you up and he said what?
He said, hey, man, the Avalon had a band that canceled. They want us to play. Okay, so? We'll never get this chance ever again. I said, yeah, we will. Man, can you like get an earlier flight back or something, you know, so we can do this? And I said, no. And it was like, I think it was a Tuesday night or something instead of a Saturday. I said, Phil, we're only going to play there a Friday or Saturday. That's it. You tell them that and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll never get a gig. We will. Don't worry. This will happen again. And he was pissed at me. And sure enough, a couple weeks later, we got a gig. So, you know, you just got to stay tough.
Stay tough, man.
A product.
Hang tough. Wasn't that New Kids on the Block?
You're bringing in business for the place.
Tough. Right.
So it's a lot of stuff, you know. Maybe I'll write a book someday.
The Phil is Dead to Me book?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
What does he do? All right, we got this other one from Brent. You two rock. If you morons can't... not us morons.
Just
hold on.
Listen to this. This message is for Brian. It's on our website.
All right.
It sums it up.
Okay. Anyway, so this message is from Brent. Email. You two rock. If the morons, not you morons, as in me and you, if the morons can't tell that there are parts 2 and 3 to download, then they need to be put to sleep.
No.
Keep up the W bashing. It never gets old.
Thank you very much.
But you know, John, it does get old. It gets goddamn disgusting after a while. But we'll keep doing it. Brent?
Yeah.
All right, John, then we got... hold it. Wait a minute. Now you got this private message. You got a private message from Rachel.
Yeah.
Right? Was that in from the forum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
Hey, John, I just wanted to tell you that I love you. I can't believe I made it on your top 10 doable list. That's an honor. Thanks. You rock, Rachel.
And we made it on Spike and Rachel's last show, if you want to go ahead and play
clip.
Yeah, go ahead and play that
clip.
Come on,
are you serious?
I'm serious, man. And you get some more props.
All right, let's see what we got.
Back to what John said, this is the top 10 Total Talk Nonsense top 10, and this is John's number 7.
All right. Well, my number 7.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Rachel from Spike and Rachel.
Oh, that's hot, man. That's hot.
Top 10 doables. Number 7.
You don't have
Rachel.
Any measurements?
No. I think they're on her website.
All right. Yeah, if you want to check out Rachel, go to spikeandrachel.com.
And you could link to her site.
Which we don't know what it is. But the link is at spikeandrachel.com, and that's the important thing, John.
It's easy. It's rachel.com.
Any measurements? I love you, John.
Any measurements you want to give everybody?
My measurements?
You don't have to give it to them if you don't want to.
I can't remember. Aren't they
I don't know either.
34, 24, 34 or something?
Oh, I did want to talk something, though, about John's mentioning of your ass.
So what did you say about her ass?
I don't know. Well, what would you stop it for?
Well, he never really got into it. They went into some other topic.
I don't know.
But they talked about her ass changing. But they never got around to what you said about her ass.
I don't remember. It had to be on one of the shows.
It had to be. I guess we can go back and search for ass and see what comes up. Rachel's ass. But here's the thing. Oh, she may love you, John, but she wants me, okay?
Oh, all right.
You know why?
I don't know.
Because she was giggling.
Well, she was?
Yeah, she was giggling at me, giggling.
Back to what John said.
She thinks I was funny. Me, I was
talk,
funny.
Total talk nonsense, top 10.
And humor, that's what gets guys into girls' pants.
Well, my number 7.
That's a PSA for all of you out there.
Are you ready?
Listen, what do you say?
Humor.
Rachel from Spike and Rachel.
Oh, that's hot, man. That's hot.
Top 10 doables, number 7,
you
don't
have
Rachel.
Any
no. I think they're on her website.
All right. Yeah, if you want to check out Rachel, go to spikeandrachel.com.
And you could link to her site.
Which we don't know what it is. But the link is at spikeandrachel.com, and that's the important thing, John.
There you go.
It's Rachel.
Wait, what's that? Just a...
That's enough for me.
Oh, you're full
of
shit.
And my fantasies, okay?
She may love you, but she wants me.
That's right.
She just giggled. How do you know what... Maybe it's delayed.
Hey! It's
all right,
my
all
reality.
Right, all right,
it's
sorry.
My observation.
Oh, okay, Descartes.
Okay? Maybe Spike's pants Rene fell down
Descartes.
Right at that moment, and that's why she giggled. We don't know. But what I can conclude is she was laughing with me, John.
Well.
And humor. That's what turns women on.
Humor.
Humor. No doubt.
That's out of sight, Scott.
That is out of sight.
Well, it's true. She's my number 7.
All right, John, let's get to MySpace, because we do have MySpace now. We are on MySpace. You know how many friends we have, John?
How many?
We have 20 friends.
Awesome. Did I tell you I saw Curious George this weekend?
You did not.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
On Fox, he was giving a speech about Social Security.
Oh, I see.
Come on, it was a joke. Did you get it?
I do.
The monkey.
Right.
Curious George.
Curious George.
Just came out today, yesterday,
yes.
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
Don't you... Oh, man. Is this on?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right.
All right, then.
Sorry, I rudely interrupted you.
No,
I wanted
to
get that in before I forgot it. I've been waiting all day to tell that joke.
I guess it's about timing.
That's what it's all about, timing.
Timing, yes, yeah. And putting the right syllable on the
emphasis. Right.
All right, so then what
oh, yeah,
was
the
I
other thing I was
okay.
going to tell you.
Yeah.
Ah, I'm just kidding.
MySpace, John.
I'm fixing to
we have
nice.
A presence on MySpace. In 20, MySpace,
20 friends.
We have 20 friends, and it's outstanding because nobody over 30 is on MySpace except for you and me, and our website. So that's fantastic. But we do have 20 friends, John, and some of our new friends are Work Unit, Robbie Bresnut. Who's also a very good friend of Howard Stern.
Really?
Yes, he has Howard. His friend is Howard Stern.
Oh, right.
Spike and Rachel, the show, then Spike by himself and Rachel by herself are our friends.
Excellent.
So there are three of our friends. The two of them make up three of our friends.
So the three of them are like twins, is what you're saying.
Right.
All right.
And then sort of clarify that. For the last friend, I'm going to need a little backing track. Little backing track for our last friend.
Where, what? Backing track?
Yeah, I spoke to you briefly about this before we started. And I said I will need the dating game music
right.
for the last Right, member of the forum that I mentioned.
You didn't say when, though.
I said in the first part I'll need it. I will talk about MySpace in the very last.
But the first part.
Yes, the first part I mentioned in the first part. And then when we talked about MySpace, when I got to the last member that I would need the backing music.
Right.
For one of our friends, John.
Which
one of our new friends.
Which show was that?
That is the dating game. I think it is. Or is it the love, the dating game, or the... I guess any backing track that you can come up with would be appropriate at this point. John?
I just don't know where it is. All right.
Producer of the year, I think, is going out the window right now. All right, then. So one of our forum members is Daisy, and she's also what did I say? Forum? No, I meant MySpace. But she is also on our forum. She is Bad Girl on our forum, John. And she's Daisy on our MySpace, and she has 342 friends, John.
Wow.
Now, Daisy, she's single, and she's on MySpace for networking, dating, serious relationship, and friends. Her orientation is bi. Her hometown is Ventura. Her body type, she's 5'6", and she's average. Her ethnicity, she's Caucasian. She's Capricorn. She's undecided on children, and she has a high school education. And her income is less than $30,000, John. But here's the thing, John. She's 17.
What?
She's 17 years old.
So she's in high school still, right?
No, she says she has her, well, yeah, I guess she still is in high school. Maybe it's her senior year. Would that be your senior year if you're in high school?
Yeah, 18, 17, 18.
And she's very active in MySpace, very active. I've checked out her photographs, and they are outstanding, John.
Yeah.
But I will not comment on them. She's asking for comments. I won't comment.
Because she's 17?
Because she's 17. When she's 18, I'll comment up the wazoo. You
well,
know what I'm
very
saying?
She's attractive.
Yes, and I really like her last photograph that she posted up there.
Lori is too. Even the way she puffs her cheeks out.
And purses her lips.
Yeah, I think that's hot.
So John and Scott are looking forward to Daisy turning 18. But until then, we will not put anything in writing. Because what if it's just like an FBI sting?
Right.
What if Daisy's really 22 and she works for the
up
FBI?
With pants down and there's Peter Jennings. Oh, he's dead.
Right.
Well, it could be him.
It could. Yeah, 60 Minutes shows up. So you commented about her pictures.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And she's very aggressive about her photographs. She posts them, and then she wants to know immediately what you think. And she wants it in writing.
Well, they're very artistic.
And that's suspect to me, John. It's suspect. But when she does turn 18, so we need to find out when her birthday is, I will comment on every picture. But I do like her last one the best.
So what's Capricorn?
I don't know. What is that?
What is her birthday?
I have no idea. That's a good detective work, John.
Well,
we can at least find out what month her birthday is in.
Bad Girl, post your birthday on our
forum.
All right, Scott. Well, that's all the time we have for part one. Let's take it to part two.
Part two,
part
John.
Two. So we're going out.
Because we always have three parts.
Yeah.
Anybody on Skype yet, John?
No, nobody on Skype yet.
Because we do have Skype.
Let's see.
And we can make Skype phone calls. Who are you calling?
Spike and Rachel.
All right. See if Spike and Rachel is there. Are they online? Can you leave voicemails with Skype?
I don't know. I think so.
So eventually it'll go, you've reached Spike and Rachel's Skype. We're not here to take your call. Please leave a message.
I don't know if it's going to do anything. It's my first time.
Ooh. You're a virgin.
All right, we'll try in part two.
All right.
All right? Okay.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.